As the 2012 Yukon Quest winds down, some mushers are reflecting on a race that never really materialized for them. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports from Whitehorse.
Third and fourth place finishers Lance Mackey and Jake Berkowitz spoke loud and often about competing against each other in this year's race. But by the time Mackey had crossed the finish line, he said he'd all but forgotten his closest competitor.
It was nice and comforting to know that I didn't have to keep looking over my shoulders all night for his headlight. But occasionally I found myself looking anyway.
And Berkowitz traded racing for dog care over the last 177 miles of trail.
You just got to do what's right by the dogs. I wasn't willing to cut rest back at CarMax just to go chase Lance, and it turned out to be a good thing because these were two long runs. The dogs are all on their feet. They're all eating, so I feel perfectly happy. I don't even know how far ahead Lance finished from us.
After finishing, Berkowitz said he wasn't surprised he and Mackey had run close races.
In the last 2 years of racing, we've always finished back-to-back in any race we've been into.
Berkowitz held on to his fourth place standing for half the race. He's not the only musher to maintain their place. Brent Sass raced in fifth place for nearly 600 miles, but Sass says he'd have preferred that his race turn out differently.
Well, of course I wanted to win, you know. We do this to win. It's absolutely amazing to come in here. Fifth place, I've been in fifth place before, and it's nice to say I was in the top five. And, you know, next year I'll come to the race saying I'm going to win it. And the next year I'll say I'm going to win it. And one of these years I'm going
to
win it.
He says he set a goal to focus more on dog care this year. He ran with a complete team for half the race, but changing conditions forced him to drop dogs.
The dog race throws all sorts of obstacles at you, and some dogs just got tired, and it would have been doing them a harm to keep them in the team. And so it was better for me and the rest of the dogs in the team that we dropped them. You know, I don't like dropping dogs, and it was amazing coming into Dawson with 14 dogs. I made it all the way to Pelly with 14 dogs, and that was awesome. It was a first for me. But there came a time when some dogs needed to go, and so they got dropped.
Sixth and seventh place finishers Sonny Lindner and Your Life Seth Olsom were also consistent in maintaining their places. Olsom, from Norway, had never run his dogs more than about 400 miles before the quest. He hadn't planned on racing as much as he had wanted to experience the trail. But 200 miles in, he realized his team might be competitive.
I guess when I got to circle, I started to realize that I was moving pretty good compared to the guys in front of me, so then I just started running.
Olsom overtook Lindner just outside the finish line to claim sixth place.
No, it was a very good run, and I caught up to Sunday and passed him on the river. No, I asked how it was, and he was good.
The only time I saw him was coming under the bridge out here.
That's Sonny Lindner.
And then I just stopped because we were on all this side hill river stuff, and I had to get here with each dog standing up in harness. So I wasn't, I just stopped and helped him go by. And
Lindner was down to six dogs after a few days of warmer than normal temperatures. He decided not to race.
It's been a long day. I was kind of on my minimum dog number run, so you have to kind of step up and do a bunch of the work yourself.
Sonny Lindner has said this will be his last quest, but he hasn't made any permanent decisions to that end. A handful of teams remain on the trail, some racing, some just in it for the experience. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Emily Schwing.